UPenn, Columbia,
Stanford, Duke, Harvard.
Harvard.
Harvard?
Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
Like, we were counting down the hours until decisions came out.
I was trying to keep my cool. I actually thought that I was rejected from everywhere except for Columbia. So I actually didn't go to school the next day because I was very depressed.
And my parents, like, hunched around me, and my little brother was taking photos, and they were recording video.
That morning, around 10 o'clock, I found out that I got into Duke.
And I started crying, tears of joy. Or, no, they were actually tears of relief.
And we screamed a lot.
More than ever, the elite college application process is competitive, time-consuming, and expensive. My roommate, Noah White, had an experience that exemplified these unfortunate circumstances. He's from Long Island, New York, and was an early decision applicant to Duke. Christoph Gutentag is the Dean of Admissions at Duke, and he is therefore responsible for rejecting 91 out of 100 accomplished applicants. Gutentag is a veteran in the industry, having spent over 20 years here in Durham.
Yeah, I think certainly students are under more pressure than they used to be. I do think the pressure to have a compelling resume is greater than it used to be. I think there's greater use of independent counselors.
I would say I was strongly encouraged to have a resume and send it in addition to my application. Between SAT tutoring, essay writing, I probably spent upwards of 10 hours a week just working on college-related stuff. Senior year alone without college applications probably would have been stressful. But then to have 10 hours of college work per week on top of that made it almost unbearable. I did have a college counselor. I would write my essay, and then I'd send it to her, and she'd tell me where she thought I could improve it, and we'd, like, workshop it. She would advise as to which activities I should put in what order, and, like, should I be emailing admissions counselors and all that. It was an hourly rate that I paid the college advisor of $275. I think if people had the money or had close to the money they needed, they had college counselors. And almost everybody went to, like, SAT tutoring programs or had private SAT tutors that cost similar amounts.
We like the idea of making it easier for students from low-income families or from families where the parents have not gone to college. I think we're all interested in encouraging those students to apply.
It was sort of everybody spending as much money as they could to ensure they got into the school of their choice. And a paid SAT tutor, a paid college advisor outside of whatever the school provided was definitely the norm, I would say. Well, in Long Island, it's highly competitive. There was definitely not a lot of camaraderie because we were all competing for what we thought were limited spots at the same schools.
I've known of cases just within the last couple of years where students have almost entirely falsified their application. But that doesn't really have anything to do with the college application as much as it has to do with a culture of desire in a way.
There were kids in my school who had other people take their ACT for them. And, like, kids were just super competitive. Like, kids would be, like, going to a review program, and they'd mention it, and you'd be like, oh, where's this review program? I want to do it. And a kid would be like, I'm not telling you because I don't want you to do well.
Thousands of dollars, hundreds of hours later, students get an acceptance or a rejection from the college of their choice. As tuition for elite private colleges skyrockets, acceptance rates continue to tumble. The question still remains, at which point will students stand up to the process they have built? It is the families who cannot fathom their children being rejected that have created this monster. For members of this Generation Y, often called the teacup generation, perhaps being on their own without tutors and counselors is what they truly need. Perhaps what they really need is to be one of those 91.